Greetings, everyone. This is Fred Coulter. Welcome to Church at Home. Church at Home is sponsored by the Christian Biblical Church of God, and we are dedicated to restoring original Christianity for today. How are Christians to live today? What is the true message of Jesus Christ? What are the things that we need to watch out for in this modern world and in this age? How is it that Satan the devil has deceived the whole world, which he has? And what is the plan of God now that we are looking at what men have been doing? And what is called the transhumanist movement? Now, since you're online, just go online and look up all the places concerning transhumanism. And you are going to see that it is going to be one of the major things that is going to be sprung on all humanity in the next few years. And that we have seen Satan the devil is the one who is behind this. But it all comes in the guise of doing good. And we have also seen that they are dedicated to giving immortality to all people. Now, as we covered when we went through the transhumanist church, their goal is to bring universal immortality into existence. And they also say, we are dedicated to finding a way one day to bring all persons who have ever lived back to life so they can join in our eternal adventure. This is the idea known as universal immortalism. That is an absolute counterfeit of what the Bible teaches. Can there be anyone setting themselves up to play God any more than this? Do they really believe that they have the power and the scientific knowledge to bring people back to life? And even if they could, how can they give them immortality since all human beings are mortal? Immortality, as we're going to see, only comes from God and only comes through Jesus Christ. Now, here's something to understand and memorize. John 14:6, Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. And no one comes to the Father except through me. Jesus also said, I am the resurrection and the life. Only God can give life. Only God can bring the dead back to life. No man can do that. And especially to brag that they want it for all people who have ever lived. And how are they going to do that? What an absolute presumptuous lie and satanic false hope that rejects God, that rejects the truth, that rejects Jesus Christ. Now we find in John 5 and verse 25 that Jesus alone has the power of the resurrection because God gave him that authority. No other man has that authority. Doesn't matter what they claim or what they profess. Jesus said, truly, truly, I say to you, the hour is coming and now is when the dead shall hear the voice of the Son of God, and those who hear shall live. It only has been given to Christ. For even as the Father has life in himself, so also has he given to the Son to have life in himself, and he has also given him the authority to execute judgment because he is the Son of Man. And resurrection is a finality of judgment, as we are going to see. One is to life, the other is to condemnation. Notice what Jesus said, because today people mouth the words resurrection, but they deny the power of it because they believe in the immortality of the soul. just like some that Paul wrote about in 2 Timothy, the second chapter, that some have said the resurrection is already past. In other words, because Christ was raised from the dead, there's no more resurrection of the dead, and yet that directly contradicts exactly what Jesus said. Let's read it. Verse 28. Do not wonder at this, for the hour is coming in which all who are in the grave shall hear his voice and shall come forth, those who have practiced good unto a resurrection of life, and those who have practiced evil unto a resurrection of judgment. There is no hell where immortal souls are tortured. There are no immortal souls that when a person dies, that soul goes to heaven. Not so. Eternal life and immortality only comes through Jesus Christ. No movement of men, no scientific endeavor, no inventions of men, no powers of men are going to change that. God has set that. And that's the way it is. Now, we have a whole chapter in the Bible called the Resurrection Chapter. And that's 1 Corinthians 15. So to understand how God is going to transform us through his transhumanism program, we're going to see that's going to be accomplished by the power of the resurrection from the dead. This is why Christ was raised from the dead. This is why the apostles were witnesses of it. And this is why Jesus showed himself to over 500 brethren at one time, so he could declare that he was raised from the dead, just like was given in the vision on the Mount of Transfiguration. And just like we saw that he has a countenance that shines like the sun in its full glory. And the whole key of Christianity is the transhumanism God's way from flesh to spirit, from death to eternal life through Jesus Christ. That's why when some said the resurrection is past, and others had no knowledge of the resurrection, though they were attending a church of God, Paul had to write this extended chapter of 1 Corinthians 15 concerning the resurrection. So let's come to verse 16. Let's see what Paul wrote. And these are the true facts of life. These are the true facts of death. These are the true facts as to how someone is going to receive eternal life. And it's only going to be for those in the first resurrection, the first fruits, that are going to be the partakers of it. Not those with scientific endeavors. Not those who worship their own minds and their own devices. But those who love God and serve him. So Paul says, verse 16, for if the dead are not raised, neither has Christ been raised. And if Christ has not been raised, your faith is in vain and you are still in your sins. And isn't that the message that was given by the Jews? After Christ rose out of the tomb and the body was no longer there, the Jews gave money to the soldiers to say, the disciples came and stole the body away. And to this day, there are a lot of people who believe it, most of them in the Jewish community. Well, one day when Christ returns, they're going to change their minds. Now let's carry on. Verse 20, but now Christ has been raised from the dead and has become the first fruit of those who have fallen asleep. So God looks upon death as a sleep. For since by man came death, by man came the resurrection of the dead. For as in Adam all dies, so also in Christ shall all be made alive. So there is no man who is going to give himself immortality. You all die in Adam because the death gene was passed from Adam to all humanity. Romans the 5th chapter and verse 12. That's why we all sin. Verse 23, but each in his own order, Christ the first fruit, then those who are Christ at his coming. Now, what does this tell us? Let's think about this. If you think you belong to Christ, or someone thinks he belongs to Christ, and if they die, their soul goes to heaven, how is it that you get there before Christ returns? You don't. That is a lie. That's a figment of a religious imagination of people who deny the resurrection of the dead. And they have to have that doctrine of immortal souls so they can create the doctrine of hell and purgatory and infantium and those who go to heaven. No one has received eternal life because Christ hasn't returned. The only one who has is Jesus Christ. Now let's pick it up here in verse 35. Nevertheless, someone will ask, how are the dead raised? And with what body do they come? Yeah, you can argue about it all the way along, and you can have a lot of philosophical discussions concerning it. But unless you read the Bible, you don't know. Because God had to reveal it. So what does Paul say? Those who ask that question, fool. For what you sow does not come to life unless it dies. It's talking about grain. You put it in the ground. Same way with the body. Verse 37. What you sow is not the body that shall be, rather it is bare grain. It may be of wheat or some other grains, but God gives it a body according to his will, and to each of the seeds its own body. So he's drawing an analogy here. And you take this little seed, whatever it may be, and you put it in the ground. And you water it, and it sprouts and grows. And do you know that to this very day, all the vaunted scientific knowledge and all of the greatest brains in science do not know what makes the seed grow when it's put into the ground? Now, Paul says in verse 39, this is important to understand. Likewise, not all flesh is the same flesh. Rather, there's one flesh of men, another flesh of beasts, another flesh of fish, another of birds, and there are heavenly bodies and earthly bodies, but the glory of the heavenly is different, and the glory of the earthly is different. Now he's talking about what's going to happen at the resurrection. Because we already read that Jesus said that the righteous shall shine as the sun in the kingdom of their Father. Daniel says in chapter 12 that those who are righteous and turn many to understanding shall shine as the stars of heaven. So Paul combines that here in chapter 15, and he shows that this is applied to the resurrection from the dead. Because you see, only through the resurrection is there going to be the transformation of our bodies to be made like his glorious body. So Paul writes of it here. Verse 41, there's one glory of the sun, another glory of the moon, another glory of the stars, for one star differs from another star in glory. So also is the resurrection of the dead. It is sown in corruption. It is raised in incorruption. But isn't that true? We all grow old and wither and die. That's why it says in the book of Isaiah, all flesh is grass and like the flower of the field. It blossoms in glory and beauty and withers and dies. Now you think about it. All of us have attended funerals, haven't we? And how many of you heard when there's someone lying in the casket, you know, and says, well, Uncle Joe is up in heaven right now, and he's playing golf with Jesus. And little Johnny tugs on his mother's arm sleeve and says, how can Uncle Joe be in heaven, Mommy, when I see him in the casket up there? Johnny, don't bother me now. Well, she couldn't answer the question. His soul is not in heaven. Souls do not go to heaven. If they did, there's no reason for the resurrection of the dead. Do you understand that? So he says here, verse 43, it's sown in dishonor, it's raised in glory. It's sown in weakness, it is raised in power. It is sown a natural body, it is raised a spiritual body. There is a natural body, there is a spiritual body. All right, let's take a little test. Feel yourself. You have a body? Yes. Is it made of flesh? Yes. Is that called a natural body? Yes, it is. Because you have a natural body, and you live God's way and die and are put in the grave, you're awaiting the resurrection. This is what Paul is saying. Now, the fact that you have a natural body, and if you repent and are converted and receive the Holy Spirit of God and grow in grace and knowledge, then you are guaranteed you will have a spiritual body. Now, how is God able to do that? He hasn't told us. But he is able, and he promises, and he will do it. Let's read on. Verse 45, accordingly, it is written, the first man, Adam, became a living soul. The last Adam became an ever-living spirit. Now let's stop and think here on the next verse. The next verse becomes a very, very important thing because there is a religion called the Church of Jesus Christ of the Latter-day Saints, Mormons. And their doctrine is, which is a false doctrine, that before we became human, we were like the stars in heaven. And Adam and Eve had to sin so there could be sex. And so the children would be brought into the world so that the spirit from heaven would come and enter into the human body and give it life. That's not what this says here. Let's read it. Verse 46. However, the spiritual was not first. You didn't exist in heaven as part of the stars, and the stardust was sent down here to be impregnated into a woman, and the children were born. All kinds of strange things that people believe. The spiritual was not first, but the natural, then the spiritual. When will the spiritual transformation or transhumanism be completed? At the resurrection. So let's see it. The first man is of the earth, made of the dust. The second man is the Lord from heaven. As this is the one made of the dust, so also are all those who are made of dust. And as is the heavenly one, so also are all those who are heavenly. Hasn't happened yet. It's only going to take place when Jesus Christ returns. Therefore, eliminated. Immortal souls going to heaven. Eliminated. The rapture, eliminated, hell, eliminated, purgatory, eliminated. Now here's a promise, verse 49. This is what we can claim as true Christians. And this is given on the authority of Jesus Christ. This is the inspired word of God. So that you, through the sonship of God, being the begotten children of God, and growing and overcoming in grace and knowledge, and learning to develop the character of God by first the transformation of your mind, then will come the transformation of your body into resurrection from the dead. Not until then. And no man can replace Christ. No man can give immortality. Verse 49. And as we've borne the image of the one made of dust, so shall we also bear the image of the heavenly one. Now this I say, brethren, that flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God, nor does corruption inherit incorruption. Now that's quite a verse, isn't it? There are people today, people who are premillennialists, who say that when we restore peace and security on the earth, then Christ will return. That is also a false doctrine and not true, because it doesn't happen until Jesus returns and the resurrection of the dead takes place. Flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God. Verse 51, behold, I show you a mystery. We shall not all fall asleep, but we shall all be changed in an instant, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trumpet. For the trumpet shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. Like Paul wrote there in Philippians, the 3rd chapter, who will transform our vile bodies to be made like his glorious body. That's God's plan of transhumanism, but it has to be with the resurrection. Because here's what must happen, and no human being can make it take place. Verse 53, for this corruptible must put on incorruptibility, and this mortal must put on immortality. Now when this corruptible shall have put on incorruptibility, and this mortal shall have put on immortality, then shall come to pass the saying that was written, death is swallowed up in victory. See, that's when we will be changed. That's what it's talking about. This is why Job said, all the days of being in the grave, I will await until you call, and I will answer you. And you shall change me. That's God's transhumanism. Now, it's not going to happen until Jesus Christ returns. Now, let's come to 1 Thessalonians, the 4th chapter, and let's see what it talks about concerning the resurrection of the dead. Verse 14. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again in exactly the same way, those who have fallen asleep in Jesus will God bring with him. Now, when are they brought? You can't go to heaven as an immortal soul. You can't go to heaven in a rapture. So they don't come with Jesus until they have been raised from the dead. And we will see, when does that happen? It's answered right here. These scriptures are used to try and prove a rapture, but it's not so. You have to answer the questions, when will they come with Jesus? Not until they're raised from the dead. For this I say to you by the word of the Lord, that we who are alive and remain unto the coming of the Lord shall in no wise precede those who have fallen asleep. Because the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout of command, with the voice of an archangel, with the trumpet of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. And you can't come with Christ until you have been raised. And that will not take place until the 7th trumpet has sounded. And then the dead in Christ all rise in the air, taken to the sea of glass, and meet Christ in the air. Now notice, verse 17, then we who are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds for the meeting with the Lord in the air, and so shall we always be with the Lord. That doesn't mean in heaven. Where is the Lord coming after the resurrection? Well, all the saints are going to come back with him, those that are in the 1st resurrection, to the earth, to set up the kingdom of God. And Revelation 20 says, blessed are those who are in the 1st resurrection. Over them, the 2nd death has no power. Why is that? Because we've been transformed into immortal spirit beings. And we're going to be exactly as the Bible says. We are going to see Jesus Christ as he is. We are going to see God the Father face to face. but it's only going to come God's way. It's not going to come because of man's effort. So this is God's plan of transhumanism. How much greater is that than what men are planning? How much greater is that than all of the vaunted sayings of men of the great things that they're going to do? God never gave them the authority. God never gave them the power. But they are feeding at the trough of Satan the devil, being enlightened by his spirit. And they are rejecting the God of the Bible and Jesus Christ that would give them the truth as to why we're here, why we're born, where we are going. So this is how God is going to accomplish his transhumanism. So once again, thank you for inviting me into your home. Be sure and use our other website, cbcg.org, as we have so much material on there. As people have written and communicated with us, we have over 50,000 a month visiting that website, and we send out a tremendous amount of downloaded material. So until next time, this is Fred Coulter saying, so long, everyone.